Title: Resampled Hoover Textures Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. Alright, let's build a Hoover that doesn't just sit there like a rave chord. We're going to turn it into a resampled texture engine. Something you can print, slice, and perform like a break. The goal is Pirate Radio Energy. Band limited aggression, controlled distortion, a bit of unstable broadcast grit but still mixable over rolling drums and a proper sub. Before we touch a synth, set the session up like a real drum and bass record. Tempo around 172 to 176, I'll sit you at 174. Pick a dark key like F minor or G minor, so the harmonics feel weighty without needing a ton of low end, and load a basic rolling drum loop right now. Kick, snare, hats. Nothing fancy. You want the Hoover to be designed against the groove, not in a vacuum. Quick Ableton workflow tip. Group your drums. Later, we'll duck the Hoover from that drum group so it naturally pockets around the hits. Now, create a MIDI track and name it Hoover Source. Yes, name it properly. Treat this like you're building your own sample pack. Hoover Source is the generator. Everything cool happens after we print it. Drop in Wavetable. For oscillator 1, start with a basic saw. Turn on unison in classic mode, push it to about 7 voices, and bring the unison amount up into that 70 to 90% zone. The tune around 10 to 18%. You're aiming for rich and blurry, not instant cheese. For oscillator 2, use another saw or a brighter saw square type Wavetable. Transpose it up 7 semitones. That's a big part of the lift and the rave stack vibe. Keep it lower in level than USK 1, like 6 dB down, so it supports rather than screams. Turn the sub on, sine wave, 1 octave down, but keep it quiet, like 10 to 20%. This is not your DNB sub, it's glue. Your actual sub line should live on a separate track in most drum and bass mixes. Filter time. Use MS2 if you want bite and attitude, PRD if you want smoother. Put the cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz as a starting range, resonance around 15 to 30%, and add a little drive, maybe 10 to 25%. Don't overthink the exact number. The important point is, the filter is going to be part of the movement and part of the tone shaping before we distort. Set the amp envelope so it behaves like a musical stab but still has weight. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Decay around 500 to 900 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%. Release 150 to 300 milliseconds so it lifts off the groove rather than smearing into everything. Now movement. This is where Hoovers become textures instead of static chords. LFO1 goes to the filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 to start. Keep the amount subtle, like 5 to 15%. Triangle shape or slightly skewed is perfect. Then LFO2 to USK1 position, if your Wavetable has a position that actually changes timbre. Rate it 1/4 or 1/2. Amount tiny, 3 to 10%. The theme here is just enough motion that resampling captures different snapshots. After Wavetable, we build thickness using stock effects. Add chorus ensemble. Go chorus or ensemble, slow rate, around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 30 to 55%, and let it get wide. 120 to 200% width. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great start. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on and trim output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep slope, because we're not letting this fight the sub. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 450 by a couple dB. If it needs presence, a gentle shelf around 3 to 6K is fine, but don't turn it into harsh fizz yet. And finally, utility. Turn bass mono on, set it around 120 Hz, and give it some width, maybe 120 to 150%. We'll discipline stereo later. Now we write MIDI that actually works in DNB. Two clips. First clip is stabs. You can do a minor chord stab, like F minor, F, AB, C. Or, for cleaner mixing, do octaves plus a fifth, like F and C. Rhythm-wise, we want that pirate energy, that sound system call and response. Put stabs on offbeats around the snare, like the end of 2 and the end of 4, and throw in an occasional triplet anticipation for jungle flavor. The key is, vary velocities. Don't make them all the same. Give it like 70 up to 120 so when we resample, the audio has dynamics baked in. Second clip is hold or wash. Hold a root or fifth for 4 to 8 bars. Let the filter move slowly, either with automation or just by letting those LFOs do their thing. Now the real ol' magic, resampling. This is where you stop being a synth tweaker and become your own sample library. Create an audio track named Hoover Resample. Set audio from to the Hoover Source track. Monitoring to in. Arm it, record 8 to 16 bars, and capture both your stabs and your wash. Then record multiple passes with intent, and when I say intent, I mean you're printing different characters, not hoops. Another take. Pass A, your normal baseline. Pass B, increase unison to tune and filter resonance a bit so it gets more unstable. Pass C, automate saturator drive up and down so the harmonics breathe. Pass D, change the LFO rate from 1/8 to 1/16 so it rinses faster and feels more frantic. Coach note, name these takes like sample assets, not take 1. Call them things like HVR stab tight BP 2K drive 4, or HVR wash wide LFO 16. When you're arranging later, those names will save you. You'll grab the right flavor instantly. Once you've got audio you like, pick a good region and consolidate it. Then slice to new MIDI track. For stabs, slice by transient. For more grid control, slice by 1/8. Use the built-in slicing preset just to get the drum rack created. We're going to rebuild the processing anyway. Now you've got a drum rack of Hoover hits. This is the big mindset shift. You can play these like drums. You can sequence them, chop them, repeat micro slices, reverse little bits. This is how Hoovers become pirate broadcast textures instead of just sustained chords. Next, we build the Pirate Radio texture chain as an audio effect rack. Put it on your sliced Hoover track, or on a group that contains your Hoover audio. Create three chains. Chain 1 is clean core. Start with EQ8, high pass 140 to 200 HC, and notch a bit around 300 if it's cloudy. Then glue compressor, light settings. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1. Only 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Then utility for width, around 110 to 140%. This chain is your real Hoover in the mix. Chain 2 is radio band. Put auto filter in band pass mode. Frequency somewhere in the 900 Hz to 3.5 kHz range. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add some filter drive, 3 to 8. Then overdrive. Set the overdrive frequency around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Drive 20 to 45%. Tone to taste. Optionally add redux, but subtle. Downsample maybe 1.5 to 4. Don't obliterate it. Then utility, and keep this chain narrower, like 60 to 100% width. Real radio often feels narrower and more mid-focused. Chain 3 is air noise or rinse. We want hiss and transmission dust that moves with the groove. Easiest stock trick. Use echo with feedback at 0. Dry slash wet 100%, and bring up the built-in noise parameter, like 5 to 15%. Then high pass it with auto filter around 4 to 8 kHz so it's only air. Then put a compressor sidechain to drums so the noise pumps rhythmically. Now map macros. Make this performable. Macro 1, tone, map to the bandpass frequency. Macro 2, bite, map to overdrive drive and maybe saturator drive if you add one. Macro 3, width, controlling core width and maybe the opposite movement on the radio chain so it tightens when the core widens. Macro 4, radio, controlling the radio chain volume. Macro 5, noise, controlling the air chain volume. Macro 6, motion, controlling filter LFO amount or rate. Macro 7, duck, controlling side chain threshold. Macro 8, cut, a global high pass so you can keep it out of the bass when the drop gets busy. Now we make it groove with rolling drums. Group your Hoover tracks into a Hoover bus. Put a compressor on that bus, sidechained from the drum group. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Dial threshold until you see 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. But here's the teacher note, sidechain shape matters more than the amount. If it sounds like the Hoover is gasping, your release is too short or your ratio is too aggressive. Lengthen release, reduce ratio, then compensate output. We want pocketing, not panic breathing unless you specifically want audible pumping as an effect. Next, micro timing. This is a secret sauce for pirate energy. For your main stabs, nudge them slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, so they lean back behind the snare. For little fills and answers, nudge slightly early for urgency. In Ableton, use clip delay or track delay. These tiny moves can make the groove feel like a DJ is cutting it live. Now arrangement. Here's a practical 64-bar way to use this. Intro. Start with just the radio band chain. Bandpassed with noise. Automate the tone slowly downward like you're tuning through stations. Add short stabs every 2 bars, like pirate calls cutting through static. Drop. Bring in the clean core and keep a touch of radio band on top. Run a 2-bar call and response. Bar 1. Stabs answering the snare. Bar 2. A wash underneath, but cut it on the snare for impact. That cut is huge. Silence is a mix tool. Mid-drop switch. Resample one bar of wash, reverse it, and use it as a transition. Automate redux slightly up right before the switch for that broadcast glitch moment. Then slam back to clear tone on the downbeat. Now let's prevent the classic Hoover mistakes. Biggest one. Leaving low mids unchecked, around 200 to 500. That's where Hoovers eat the roll alive. High pass and notch with purpose. Second mistake. Too much width everywhere. If the entire mid-range is wide, your snare loses focus. Keep the radio chain narrower and consider monoing lower mids. Third mistake, not resampling enough. If you keep tweaking the synth forever, you miss the point. Print audio, slice it, and perform it. Fourth, over-distorting before filtering. Distortion generates harsh highs, often filter into drive into EQs cleaner. And finally, don't let the Hoover fight the real sub. In DNB, the sub is king. The Hoover lives above it. Let's add a few advanced moves if you want it darker and heavier. Try mid/side EQ like a steering wheel. In EQ 8, switch to M/S mode. On the mid channel, dip 250 to 450 a bit if the groove clouds up. On the side channel, high pass the side somewhere between 250 and 600 so width lives higher. Your low mid stay centered and punchy. Build a mono anchor layer for translation. Duplicate your Hoover. Set utility width to 0. Bandpass it roughly 500 to 1.5k, tuck it low. On small speakers, that mono mid-range keeps the Hoover present even when stereo collapses. And here's a really fun one. Parallel formants, basically two stations. Duplicate your resampled Hoover audio. Lane A is darker, tighter stereo, kind of low-pass-ish. Lane B is the driven bandpass radio throat, narrower. Alternate them every half bar or every hit so it feels like the sound is switching channels. It creates movement without even changing notes. If you want broadcast instability, add frequency shifter after the radio chain. Keep it in fine mode and automate fine in small steps. Plus 3, back to 0, minus 2, back to 0. Tiny, you're not making it atonal. You're making it feel like a drifting transmitter. Now a quick masking audit, because this is where pros save time. Solo drums and sub first. Bring the Hoover in until it just starts stealing the snare crack. Then back it off by 1 or 2 dB. That's your default level. If the Hoover only feels exciting when it's too loud, it's not a level problem. It's a tone problem. Usually low mid buildup or overly wide mids. At this point, commit one hero bar. Seriously, when you get one bar that feels like yes, that's the phrase. Print it. Treat it like a break. Warp it. Reverse micro slices. Do 1/16 stutters like DJ chops. This audio version is shortened for playback.